I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Recreational pot in Colorado costs a little more. As of July 1st, a special tax on retail marijuana went up from 10 to 15%. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
In 2015, voters approved Proposition BB, which exempts a special tax on recreational marijuana from TABOR, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. That means that the state gets to keep and spend a projected $71.8 million in revenue this fiscal year, rather than refund it to taxpayers. Voters also approved some flexibility in recreational marijuana taxes, says Henry Sobenet, director of the State Office of Planning and Budgeting.
Then the voters said we can levy a special sales tax up to 15% on retail marijuana. And then there's also a 2.9% regular sales tax on medical marijuana.
Legislators took advantage of that flexibility last session and upped the special tax to 15%. The money has to be used for health care, health education, substance abuse prevention and treatment programs, and law enforcement. Spending the money for other purposes requires a change in state law. I'm Jackie Fortier.
While not official, the Denver Post is reporting that Colorado has landed the outdoor retailer trade show after nearly 18 months of intensive negotiations. Trade show owner Emerald Expositions and its show partner Boulder's Outdoor Industry Association severed their 21-year relationship with Salt Lake City, citing political efforts by Utah to downsize the Bear Ears National Monument. The new five-year deal is expected to attract 45,000 visitors and have a $45 million economic impact. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.